What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Dive Bomb Squadcast. I'm your host, Matt Judy, and it is mid to late September. Everybody's been hunting. The best time of the year is back, man. And in this episode, we're going to kind of dive into how our early goose week went. We're just coming off of it, and a little early season tips and tactics, maybe a couple trips that Asher and them have been on, and the road show's back. They just released their first road show episode last weekend, and hopefully you guys have been watching it and enjoying it. We have a ton more to come from there, but man, it was awesome. We finally got to go out and kill some geese. It felt great. It wasn't phenomenal, but it wasn't like terrible. I think a lack of numbers kind of had something to do with it, but you know, I got my jerry can out, Monster, about to dive into how our early goose went. But first, I know Asher and Jake and Jordan been traveling around and killing some geese, and they were up at Ranchland Outfitters, and I was pretty jealous. They got to shoot some ducks and specks and snows and lessers and honkers, the whole trifecta up there in Canada, which I was really jealous of. I was asking Asher how it felt to shoot the first duck wad of the season, because we're duck guys, and he said it was absolutely amazing. So go check out that first roadshow video for this season on our YouTube channel, on Dive Bomb Industries YouTube channel. It's a great one, and we'll just have more and more coming. But man, I was getting kind of jealous. Our early goose didn't start until September 6th. And I was sitting there watching online, watching so many people shooting doves and a few teal and a bunch of honkers. And I was just chomping at the bit to get out. And I've seen a lot of people shooting doves. And I mean, shoot, that's one thing. I've never been on a dove hunt in my life. So one of these Septembers, gosh, I need to either get to the east side of the state out here or go travel somewhere to get on a really good dove hunt, because I would love to just sit in a chair and smash some of those things. And I think teal's opening kind of around the country already. We'll probably see a bunch of teal hunts coming out of there. I went down to Louisiana last year and experienced my first early teal. That was awesome. But, you know, hunting in 90 degrees and 94% humidity with gators in the ditch was something that I had never, ever done before. But yeah, I guess I'll just kind of dive right in. Scouted. Yeah, I got to take the old S10 out for the first scout rip of the year. That thing ran great. I just got to get some new brakes on that thing, rear brakes. The front discs are good, and the rear drum brakes are absolutely shot. So before it starts getting cold, I'm going to have to do that. Anyways, lack of birds for us this year, man. Usually we have this absolute honey hole stretch that it is, I wouldn't say loaded, but a huntable amount of geese to keep you busy for, you know, 3 to 5 hunts. And they just kind of weren't there this year. So I was scouting all week, and the best feed I could find for us to hunt was maybe 30 geese, and it's usually around, you know, 150 to 200, 250, anywhere from 150 to 300, maybe more. And I was pretty confused, so I was kind of checking the whole area, and it was just that whole area just did not have a lot of birds. There was a property down the road that historically has a ton of geese on it that really just didn't this year. So the odds were kind of stacked against us, but we still shot them. So I the opening morning, I actually decided not to hunt, and I was sitting out there watching these geese, and it was funny, I ran into the local game warden, and he knows who I am, and he was like, man, there's just not a lot of shooting. You heard any shooting going on out here? It's the opening morning, people should be blasting them. I'm like, yeah, that's how little birds are out here. I mean, the warden was out there expecting to hear shots go off, you know, to check people on the opening morning, and there was literally just nothing. And you know, I shot the shit with him for about 30 minutes, and I said, you see those 30 geese over there tomorrow, I'm gonna be hunting, or those 30 geese over there sitting over there, I'm gonna be hunting those in the morning. And he said, your crew with only 30 geese to hunt? And I was like, yeah, man, that's just the way it is this year. I'll absolutely take what I can get. And I don't care what it is, because I just want to get a honker on the ground. So I put those to bed, and the next morning we showed up. We were kind of scrambling, probably probably could have brushed our layouts better, but we never had birds flare off of them. And we were in green layouts on an edge in a dirt field and only had one bag of silhouettes out. I think I had a V2 FS because I had actually brand new full bodies and V3 FFs in the mail that I was hoping to hunt that second day of the opening weekend, but they got delayed and they showed up the day after. So we threw a small spread of 5 dozen out, and the birds just kind of, there was a little more than I saw. There's probably like 60. We shot a 4-pack, a big 30 wad kind of went to one field over, and then we shot a 7-pack, and I don't know, we had a 4-pack come in that did it pretty good. We shot those. We had a big wad that short stopped. We had another big wad that went one field over. And then we had a 7-pack do it pretty good. So we got a little bit of action. And then the flight was just like kind of done after that. And I knew it was going to be a really small feed and kind of fast and furious. And then once it's done, it's done. But they kind of came out pretty fast and furious. And actually, it was crazy, too. So we had one wad that like slightly short stopped us. They were a little bit out of range, but it was probably 10 of them. And I'd never seen this before. These two geese landed right next to each other and just started beating the crap out of each other. Like one was locked on this other goose's neck, and they were like tied up like snakes with their necks almost. And then they started chasing each other around the field and beating the crap out of each other. And I actually had never seen that in my life. They did not want one goose or the other goose did not want that one goose in there. And I literally tied up like snakes, just latched onto each other. It was freaking crazy. So then they finally got close enough after messing with each other. And then we shot them. And then the hunt was done. And that was it. And that was our opening weekend. And there was 4 of us. And I think we shot like a 10 or a little under 10 geese or something like that. Which, you know, I'll take it. To me, every single hunt, our very first goal is no skunk. That's all I care. Just get one bird on the ground, and it was successful, and it worked. Anything after that's a bonus. So I wasn't sure if we were going to be doing any evening hunting throughout the week. And then started scouting again, and these birds kind of disappeared for a little bit, and then they came back, and there was another feed of about 30, and we had like 5 days left of the season, or of our early goose season. And I was like, man, I don't really feel like hunting these yet. It might build. So then I gave it a couple days. You know, I'm watching them every morning and every evening, putting a ton of miles on. I think they were almost a 40-minute drive from my house each way. But yeah, so just putting on a ton of miles, putting them to bed. And, I love evening hunting for September geese. To me, in the evenings, they work a lot better. You can put the sun at your back, kind of blend in a little bit, and, you don't have to worry about fog. That's my main complaint about morning hunting in September, is that stupid fog that you got to deal with. So I like evening hunting. Some of the most important scouts to me in our September season are the evening scouts. And I can get into that a little bit later. So I was watching these geese in the evening, and I gave it 2 days, and it doubled to 60. 60 to 70 birds were in there. And I'm like, dang, weather's looking pretty good. Let's go hunt these on Friday. So I scouted these things all week, let it build a little bit. And then we go out on Friday afternoon, and we are scrambling because I had seen these geese going in there at 6 o'clock the night before. That almost half of them were in there by 6 o'clock. So I knew we had to get in there. They could be flying from, 5:45 to 6 to 6:15 to 6:30, anywhere within that window, and they fly in really short windows. I mean, they'll only come out and feed for maybe an hour and then go right back to their roost. So we go out, we're freaking just, I took one for the team and brushed a hivert before we got out there, and then we brushed the rest. We're running 2 hiverts. So we are absolutely scrambling, and we threw out the brand new full body spread, the new dive bomb full bodies. I had just got them, like just put them in the trailer, and we're out there, and We had just got like the blinds brushed, the decoys were spread or set, and then the worst freaking thing happens. All of our buckets and stuff, we got like white and orange buckets that we're sitting on in the Hyverts. All the guns are like leaned up on all of them. So nobody's stuff was in the blinds yet. And the first flock comes out and I'm like, oh my gosh, they're flying early tonight. Gosh, dang it. Nobody's ready. So we all kind of like tuck behind the Hyverts and they saw us and then they short stopped. And I was running 36 of the brand new dive bomb full body honkers. And these things saw us and they short stopped. And then the even worse thing happens. The rest of the roost, like the rest of the 70 birds, all come out at once. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Those uncontrollables, man. Like you just cannot control anything about it. And I just, in my mind, I knew that was it. I was like, there is no other geese coming. These are all of them. And yeah, there's one big flock and 5, 6, 7 flocks stacked behind them. And I don't know if it was like a Friday evening and the geese they were coming out or the loaf they were coming off of was a park. So maybe it was a Friday evening and there was a bunch of people showing up and they might have just bad timing kicked all the geese off all at once. But, you know, I really don't have an answer for it, but that one hurt. And then we had we short stopped all, or they all landed with that short stopped group, so there was nothing we could do about it. And we walked them out and they went across the road to a different field we could hunt. And then we had a 4-pack come low kind of over the blind, shot 2, and that was it. And once again, I thought we were going to take a skunk and we got 2, so still good. Not I wouldn't say good enough, but we got something out of it. And that's, like I said, that's my main goal. So we got 2 on that Friday. So then I go back out and scout. This was Friday evening. I go back out and scout Saturday morning. And there was actually a lot more geese that night. There was about 100. There should have been 100 out there. And then they were gone. Like they were nowhere to be found. I don't know if us walking them out had something to do, you know, with just putting a little bit of pressure on them. They didn't want to come out and feed. Because what I noticed, these geese were just kind of doing this routinely. They weren't like super food driven. They weren't eating super hard. And we were in a dirt field, which in my opinion are the hardest fields to hunt. Geese just work kind of weird in those dirt fields in the early season over the years that I've figured out. So, and then I go back out there. I actually couldn't. I had to go to a wedding on Saturday evening and we're planning on hunting on Sunday. And once again, I hate hunting morning. So we decided to hunt Sunday evening. So I go out and scout the same birds, like in the same area again on Sunday morning. And they're back in the same field we shot them in on Friday night. So I gave them that one day, you know, 1.5 day buffer, Saturday and half a Sunday. And then, or pretty much all Saturday. Sunday, they were back in there, and I was like, okay, boys, you know, we're gonna go after them this Sunday evening. It's our last chance. It's the last day of our early season on the last evening, and there was about 100 in there again, 70 to 100, definitely huntable, like those small feeds. And so we get set up, we go out there, but it's freaking, of course, I thought we usually get out of some wet, sloppy stuff, but Sunday afternoon, here comes a bunch of rain. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm wearing the EVAP lightweight jacket. It's like 66 degrees and warm and sprinkling rain. I'm like, man, this never happens. We never hunt, you know, early goose in the rain. I don't want this stuff till November because then we have to hunt it 5 days a week. So we get out there, same setup. We did a hiver in a ditch. We were actually very, very hidden. And it was our best hunt of the week, but the birds still just were not cooperating very well. So we get set up. We run the same spread, and I ran it in a way where it was kind of like an open gap in front of the blind to give them this huge runway to land in. And then a little family pods on our left side and little family pods on our right. Very, very spread out, because these early season geese, man, they just, you don't see them feeding super tight together. And so this evening, you know, they start they actually flew later than usual. It was like 6:20 maybe, and they had been flying at like 5:45 to 6 o'clock before that. But I think the weather had them held off for a little bit. And I was nervous because the guys got out to the field before me, and there was geese. There was one flock that came out of the loaf, and I was like, oh boy, they're going to do it again. They're all going to come out. But we got lucky, and they didn't come out yet. So we get all set up, and I think it was like a 10-pack came out. And once again, these things short-stopped, and I'm like, gosh dang, dude. These early season geese are so stuck on like patterns. Like they are landing in the same spot in the same field that we've hunted almost or pretty much three times now. Like they like the middle. And it is a basket, like an absolute basketball court of the field. It is just pure dirt. There is zero hide besides an edge. So, you know, you're like, dang, should I have gone out to the middle or what? So then those come out, we bump them out, and a 3-pack comes and just eats it up straight in. Oh, it felt so good. They were just back winging like crazy. We gave them the hammer, and then shot those, went out and got them. And these, I think the weather, maybe it being a Sunday evening, not too many people around, and the weather being a little colder and rainier, they were coming out in perfect wads, you know, like that perfect spacing that you want on a honker hunt, like 3 to 5, anywhere from 2 to 5 minutes between flocks coming out of the loaf. And they were just, you know, rolling on perfect timing. And some of them, same thing, like, dude, these things, like, I don't know what was up, but they would just, like, they didn't even see us, and they were feeding in there that same morning. We'd have a flock come fly right over us and go to a completely different field that they had never seen them in all week, or they would just be on a completely different flight path. But there was way more geese. We saw like 200 to 250 that night, and I only saw 100 that morning. And, you know, we had a really good like 10 pack do it on the right side. They lit up really good. We shot those, and then we had a 4-pack. We shot those. So we were actually decoying them this time. Like they didn't come out and shortstop, which felt really good. And, you know, we were going to take anything we could get because it was the last season of the last day. And ended up shooting, I think, 12 geese. And, you know, that's what we took. That's what we got. That's what they gave us. We shot them. I had fun. It was awesome. You know, just chilling back in the Hivert, chilling with the boys. And it just felt good, man, to be out shooting geese besides the rain. I did not like the rain, but it was kind of just frustrating, dude. So that was our early goose. We got 3 hunts. First one was decent. Second one was really bad. And then the last day, the last evening, it kind of felt like a little bit of a revenge on them because they had just been doing that typical early goose, and they just shortstopped, dude. And it was almost like they didn't have enough demand, you know, that food drive to really be amped up to come out and feed. They were just kind of on this little routine where they'd come out and they would land in the same spot in this field and then just kind of mill around for an hour, peck on a few things, then go right back to the roost. So it was slightly frustrating. I mean, I love me a good challenge, but I think it would have been a completely different ball game if it was a wheat field or a grass field where your decoys pop a little bit better. Honestly, if I had one more go on them, I would have just put my layouts in. I'm a layout hunter. I will take a layout over an A-frame like 9 times out of 10, but I was ready to take the layouts and put them right where these geese were landing every single time. Like they were landing in the same spot in the middle. And I've noticed that those early season geese love to do that. And more often than not, if you're out scouting and you see geese on a field edge, it's because they landed in the middle and fed over to the edge. Most of the time, they do not land on the edge first. They'll land in the middle and then walk over to the edges. Which is, you know, I would see these geese in the evenings, the ones that were already in there, they'd be on the edge, and that's where we were set up. But they were landing in the middle first. So I was, gosh dang, dude, if I had one more day, one more evening on those, we'd go green layouts right in the middle. I wouldn't even care if we were sticking out. It would have been worth a shot, you know, just to see if it worked. But I was playing it safe going with the good hide where we were invisible, and they still wanted that spot. So I'm really curious, Gosh, I wish I could have done it. I'm really curious if we would have got them, if they wouldn't have cared if there was a big, you know, green blob in the middle of that field, only because it would be where they wanted to land first. But man, all in all, it felt great. It felt absolutely awesome to go out and decoy and shoot some geese, get some reps on the trigger. And it was great, man. I got the new decoy spread. I have the brand new V3FS. If you haven't seen those yet, awesome decoy. And the brand new full bodies, you can run the silos on their own, you can run the full bodies on their own, or you can mix them. And the best thing about that combo is those V3FS and the full bodies are made to match seamlessly together in the field. And it's actually crazy how well they match. You can put a full body and a V3 right next to each other and they look the exact same. So you can run those mixed spreads. And man, yeah, it was just my trailer is disgusting. So I felt pretty bad putting brand new decoys in a trailer that's got mud in it from the last season still. But now I kind of just want to dive into early season tips and tactics, you know, kind of after what we dealt with, what I just said for our early goose. And most of the time in your area, these geese are going to be year after year in the same areas of your county or wherever you hunt. Because in early season, there's not a lot of crops taken off yet, and they like to hang out close to their loafs and their roosts. They don't travel that far. So over my years, I know where all our geese are going to be. They might not be in the same fields, but they're going to be in the same respective areas every year. So if you're hunting the same spot every year, start taking mental note of where you're seeing these geese. Because before even going into scouting, you'll be like, okay, they'll be within this 2 mile radius. They'll be somewhere. They will be in a field and somewhere out there, and you can start dialing it down from there. But you know, dude, September, it's early, it's hot. These geese don't feed for a long time. They might come out for maybe, you know, they might come out for maybe 1 hour, and you have a tiny little window to shoot them. But that's where the absolute number one tip is scouting, man. I mean, it's obvious, but it's so important to watch these things because, for instance, last year I was scouting a field. If I wasn't scouting it morning and evening, I would have got burned because the geese were not feeding in this field in the mornings. They were only hitting it in the evenings. So if I was scouting in the evenings and I went out to hunt that next morning, I would have been screwed. I wouldn't have seen a single goose. So it takes a lot of road time, I would say, is my very, very number one tip on early season birds is road time, windshield time. Watch them. And it's a lot, honestly, too, even getting deeper into that, I think it's better to be out there before they start flying to see their flight lines, to see it. I mean, if you have the time, if you don't have the time to, just go find them and set up. It's better than nothing. But I like being able to see what kind of spacing they're coming out in off the roost or the loaf. If they're all coming out at once, or if they're coming out, you know, with 2 to 5 minutes between them, or seeing what their flight paths are in the morning versus the evening, because with a lot of our birds, they'll come off a certain roost in the morning, they'll loaf on a different piece of water in the afternoons, go hit the field, and then they'll go back to that different roost in the morning. So they have all these different types of flight lines, which you can mix. You know, you could, if you're not, can't get on them, you can, that's absolutely necessary for running traffic, seeing their flight lines. But scouting, man, it is so crucial. I put on 150 miles a day in my little scout rig, almost 100. It's anywhere from 100 to 150, maybe a little bit more, chasing these geese. And I think it's very important to see how they come out, because that gives me lots of, I'm trying to break it down. It helps me know where, how, and when these geese are coming out. So you have more info when you're set up. You're like, okay, there's going to be, you know, maybe a 10 pack's going to come out first, and then we'll be waiting here for 30 minutes and then the rest of them will come. Just the more you know about the feed you're hunting is going to help you. And Also for early season, I think grain fields are the best. They want to be in a wheat field or a barley field or anything like that before the corn's cut. And that leads me to another thing. The early season is tough because not all the crops are cut yet. Like for us, we might have a few wheat fields cut and then the corn's still standing. And they'll be in those wheat fields. Or for instance, this year they cut the wheat so early that the seed regrew and there was no seed left for those honkers to eat. So it pushed them into some really weird fields where they really shouldn't have been. Like they were sitting in this dirt field that we were hunting because they didn't want to travel very far to go find anything else. And that was the closest food source, but it's just, yeah. And, so scouting, seeing how they come out, how they come in, you know, I think another tip is that they're a lot more cooperative in the evenings. I love evening hunting because we'll have the sun at our back and a south wind, more often than not a south wind, so you can crosswind them and, you know, kind of put that sun at your back and blind them a little bit. And it's just fun going out in the evenings because we don't get to do it a lot. But also for early season, I like to run very, very small spreads. I mean, these geese are still in family groups. They're local resident honkers. It'll be the adults with their goslings or their fresh hatch from this year. And if you watch them in a field, they stay pretty separated into their family groups and they're not all bunched up. So I try to emulate that, you know, with my spreads. Shoot, the last almost four years, I've only ran one bag of silhouettes, so five dozen silhouettes, and sometimes I think that's even too much. And I will run them very, very spread out, like five steps in between them. So these small spread out spreads will absolutely help you kill geese. I think a lot of guys just go overkill on these things. I mean, I've seen a lot of guys throw out like 30 dozen. And I'm like, man, that's more geese than were even in this feed, honestly. And I think they work a lot better with these smaller feeds. Obviously, if you're running traffic, you know, throw a bigger spread. But if you're on the X, do not overpressure these geese because sometimes I think it wigs them out a little bit and they'll get, I don't know, nervous or something, or they sense something's off. So early season spread tactics is run small and very realistic and get hidden. If you're invisible, mark it off. You're invisible. They can't see you. If they're flaring, it's going to be something with your decoy spread or something along the lines of that. Like for instance, like I said earlier, our hybrid hide was phenomenal. Like we blended in with that ditch so well and they still short stopped us. So, you know, geese are going to be freaking pesky geese sometimes, but I honestly think I wish I would have put out less decoys on those last couple hunts, or maybe mixed a few black and whites in since we were hunting dirt. Maybe a little bit of that contrast and that pop could have pulled them in a little bit closer. But yeah, get hidden, run small spreads, and I think that will lead to a lot more success in your early season if you've been struggling. And from what I've learned over the years, it's pretty hard to traffic these local honkers. Like if you're not on the field right next to them, they are so locked in on these patterns that they get into. I mean, it's worth a shot. I mean, I've killed a lot of geese running traffic, but more often than not, you know, you wish you're on the X. But if they're going to a grain field, a wheat field, and you're set up in a grass field, you know, on their flight line, they are so locked in to that X that they're on. I personally think it's very, very hard to pull them off that flight line. Because I've experienced that. I've been burned multiple times. I'm like, hey, I'm just going to go traffic these things. I can't get on that feed. I'm going to go traffic them. Sometimes it's worked and sometimes I get burned, you know, so it's obviously worth a shot, but, I think grain is king early season. So look for those grain fields and they'll be a lot more cooperative. I really like when they are in grass fields, those green grass fields, when your decoys pop, gosh, those are my favorite fields to hunt. And, your decoys just stick out so well. And then I think, you know, a tilled up dirt field is still a good option. I mean, that's what we had, but I think they just don't cooperate as well in those dirt fields for some reason. I don't know if the decoys blend in better or something like that, but you know, over the history of, you know, my years, it's been tough to get them in those dirt fields, which, you know, I experienced this year. So scouting, small decoy spreads, make sure you're hidden, and just get as much intel on these geese as you can, because they love, it's kind of weird, they love their patterns, but then all of a sudden they'll throw a curveball at you and just go completely somewhere else to a different field that they've never been in. Yeah, you know, focus on those grain fields before they start chopping corn. I mean, in our area, once they start chopping corn and those geese go get into them silage fields, they'll never go back to a grain field, because that corn is so much more nutritional to them and gives them a lot more nutrition than a grain seed. So once you find them in that, they'll never go back. Which sometimes our corn is cut before early goose. More often than not, it's still standing, so you have limited fields and lots of pressure. But man, I would just say scouting is absolute key. Go find them first. If you can't get on them, go try to get next to them. If you can't get next to them, go to the other field over and try to get underneath them on that flight line. And if you kill one, awesome. If you kill 10 to 15, phenomenal. Anything's a win if you kill them. But I love September. Sometimes it's a challenge. Sometimes it's really easy. And this year was a challenge, and it's got me scratching my head. And I'm kind of already thinking about next year, where maybe I should try some oddball stuff. And don't be scared to try some weird stuff too. Like, I really wish I would have thrown those green layouts in that same spot of the field that they were landing in, because I just could not pull them to an edge. They didn't want to be there, and they get so stuck in those habits that they just don't want to do it. And, you know, I wish I had one more go on them, but hopefully everybody's been out there, you know, getting after them and having some success. And I love seeing, you know, everybody tag me on their posts. I love seeing everybody's successful hunts. So yeah, scouting, hide, less is more, in early season at least. And also with your calling too, I like to be soft. I mean, if you're on the X, they're already coming to you. I wouldn't blow their eardrums out and kind of get them to swerve off. I mean, I think I did that to a couple flocks. I think I just got way too loud and aggressive on them, and they didn't like it and they veered off. But one thing that I do know, if they're about to shortstop you, a last ditch effort is just absolutely hammer on them. I've had it multiple times when they're like back winging, feet down, get on that call and just start wailing on it. And more, or sometimes it'll get them. Sometimes they'll shortstop and there's nothing you can do about it. But I've had multiple times where I just start hammering on them on this call, and they'll pick up and give you another 10 to 15 to 20 yards, or just fully commit. I had that with a three pack that came in on that Sunday hunt we had. They were just about to land and then just started clucking, hammering, and boom, it sucked them in, you know, that closing distance to get a shot on them. So it's just the little things in the early season that you can tweak and do. Man, it's awesome. It just feels so dang good to be out hunting. And I would say, you know, I would say my biggest lesson that I learned from this week is that, you know, patience pays off. I waited on a feed and it got a little bit bigger, and just kept my head down and said, I'm going to get them eventually. And that very last day of the last evening, you know, we got them. And I think my scouting efforts helped me tremendously, which, you know, usually does. But it was a good week all in all. Killed some geese, got to see, you know, my buddies killed some geese. There was a couple guys in the area that shot them real good on that opening morning, and just loved to see it. And, you know, if you're posting on Instagram, you know, tag Dive Bomb, tag me, my personal Matt Judy. And I love to see everybody's hunts, man. And yeah, we've got a few trips coming up. I think we're going on a trip in a couple weeks, and we're going to be filming for the Dive Bomb Road Show, which will be absolutely awesome. I love filming for that, so be on the lookout for that. We're going to some amazing places this year. I'm looking forward to the Alaska trip, but the Roadshow series, I'm also going to be back to filming my own hunts on my personal YouTube channel. So you see some Widge hunts on there, some good duck hunts. So I'll be filming for Dive Bomb and myself. It'll be an awesome time, man. I'm just looking forward to it. I tried to make a YouTube video of this week of our early goose hunting, but I just I canned it towards the end. I just wanted to kill them. So I just went out there with the boys and grabbed my shotgun and shot a few geese and went home and made some goose tacos. And maybe I have to put one of my goose taco recipes on here at some point. Absolutely phenomenal. Pretty much you just throw them in a slow cooker with either beef broth or beer for 8 hours and they just shred apart. And oh my gosh, so, you know, because for us, this early time of the year is basically the only time we shoot big honkers. So I love taking the legs off of them and them big old breasts. And that meat is phenomenal. If you do like a birria taco or a street taco on them things, it's amazing. And yeah, hopefully you guys have been out there getting after them. Just remember, scout, get hidden, and hopefully put you in the best position to shoot some birds. I'm excited. Our early goose is over and our regular season opens on October 11th, I believe. We're in the Pacific Flyway. We have a long season. It's 107 days. We can shoot 7 mallards. So I will be just getting back from a dive bomb trip and then rolling into our regular season, which, gosh, I'm so hyped for it, man. I just dream of shooting ducks. I'm a duck hunter. I'll get by with some geese, but I'm a freaking duck hunter to the core. So I really can't wait for that. And, you know, I was talking to Luke BW Films while I was on this podcast, right before this podcast, actually, and I was trying to get some dates set up for him to come out and shoot some scoters or something and make some funny videos for his channel. And he was sending me these like janky old jet boats that he wants to go shoot divers off of, and I'm trying to convince him to buy one, which I think would be hilarious. But he's going to come out here and we're going to film a couple scoter hunts off of Wet Roy. But I know he's been killing them. He's been shooting them with a bow and stuff. He's been killing them. He's been seeing a lot of people out there killing geese, and you know, Canada's open, seeing some duck piles coming up from up there. And just love it, man. You cannot beat it. Enjoy this time of year and just take advantage of it, because the off season, as you know, is freaking brutal. And all we think about is killing a duck in the off season. But it's here. It's starting. Get hyped for it. And thanks for listening, guys. And hopefully gave you a few tips and tricks to put towards your efforts on killing a goose. And we'll catch you guys on the next one. Thanks for listening.